Let us pray. It is because of Yahweh's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed, because His compassion doesn't fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be alive in You and to be given a chance each day to display Your love and Your life. As we approach the new year, remind us that it's not about promising to become a better person. Instead, it's about trusting You and Your promises and Your goodness to us, Your children. When obstacles arise and challenges come our way, thank You for being our wisdom to persevere with courage. And thank You for the gift of perfect closeness to You, that we are one with You, just as Jesus is. How amazing it is to start the new year, knowing this newfound freedom of grace and our new identity in You. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying with me today. Now discover the profound intricacies of the heartbeat of faith with Dr. Andrew Farley.
This is the season when people renew their gym memberships, start new reading lists, and promise to be a better person in the new year. It's a time when people often try to fix themselves, if you will, or make up for the failures of the year before. But Paul has a different take on growth and behavior change. He says, we're perfect, and now we can press on to think and act that way too.
Brothers, I don't regard myself as yet having taken hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, think this way. If in anything you think otherwise, God will also reveal that to you. Philippians 3:13-15.
How do we forge ahead with new ways to think and act without forgetting that we're already new and right with God at the core? How can we make new, better decisions without shame from our past dragging us down? Hi, welcome to another episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrew Farley. The new year is approaching. As we prepare for the new year, no doubt many have been planning to get on track with physical health and spiritual wellness. These are lovely ambitions, as long as they're pursued with the right mindset. As believers, we change our thinking and actions not to become a better person, but because of the amazing person we already are in Christ. In the Old Testament, we see the people of Israel seeking a fresh start after a difficult season. For example, we see the people of Israel recognizing their failure several times in the wilderness.
Depart from here with the people to the land that I promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God said. I will drive out those who dwell there to keep you safe. However, I will not be going among you, lest I consume you on the way for your stubborn attitudes and wicked hearts. Upon hearing this, the people mourned. They could not fathom their protector departing from them. The one who parted the seas, sent manna from heaven, and drove out the Amalekites would be gone. It was too much for them to bear. The people removed their jewelry and fine ornaments as a symbol that they cared for their hearts more than their external selves, and they begged God to stay.
Every January, we may be tempted to look back at the previous year and evaluate. We see both failures and triumphs. We might tend to dwell on the losses more than the victories. So, how do we look ahead in anticipation of all God may do without shame from our past dragging us down? As believers, we change our thinking and actions not to become a better person, but because of the amazing person we already are in Christ. Consider the words of Paul in Philippians. He says, "We're already perfect, and now we can press on to think and act that way."
Brothers, I don't regard myself as yet having taken hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, think this way. If in anything you think otherwise, God will also reveal that to you. Philippians 3:13-15.
Every new year can be a reminder that God can rebuild what was broken. That's exactly what He did for us when we were dead in our sins, and He made us alive in Him forever. In the Old Testament, Ezra, Nehemiah, and the exiles who built Jerusalem felt the weight of their past, but they pressed forward with optimism and worship. They didn't make a trite commitment to be better people. No, they committed themselves to knowing the Lord and looking to Him.
Ezra, a scholar of the Word of God and proclaimer of truth, was appointed to teach the people the law of God. As the temple was slowly restored, so the Word of God went forth among the people. The temple restoration was completed, and it stood proud among the people of Judah and Benjamin. They stood in awe of its majesty and awaited the connection with God to be restored as well. Ezra knew this would take time. He knew that the word of the Lord had to dwell richly in the hearts of men and women. It would be a task that would take a lifetime. Slowly the culture of Israel and Judah began to reform. Sacrifices were made in the temple, and God's law was proclaimed in the courts. After 52 days of labor in the hot eastern sun, the walls stood as a monument of hope for the entire nation. For the first time since exile, God's people were able to sigh a breath of relief. They no longer had to live in constant fear of ambush and violence. They could live in peace. They could worship in peace. Nehemiah called for Ezra to come before the people and read the word of God. There they bowed before the Lord and confessed their sin. They basked in His forgiveness and responded to the call to be better.
Remember, Jesus said, "Whoever hears His words and heeds them is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock."
Jesus began to walk down the hill. When He looked upon a firm stone on the ground, He picked it up and smiled. He held the stone up in the air and said, "Everyone who hears these words of mine and does them is like a wise person who builds their house on a firm rock. When the rain fell and the floods came, their house was sturdy. Yet those who do not listen and do not do these things are like people who build their homes on sand. When troubles come, they will be washed away." Jesus dropped the stone and walked away.
Motivation to, quote, be a better person doesn't really factor in the truth that you're already a new creation in Christ. You're complete in Jesus, born of the Spirit, and you have a new heart. This reality is not dependent on your efforts to be a better person. Instead, it's a result of your new identity in Christ. As you grasp the depth of who you are in Him, you'll naturally experience a transformation in your thinking and in your actions. You no longer need to strive to earn God's favor or prove your worthiness. Instead, you can rest in the truth that you are righteous and one with Christ. This understanding will motivate and inspire you to live out your new identity, thinking and acting in alignment with who you already are in Christ. So, embrace the truth of your newness in Him and allow it to shape your thoughts and actions, knowing that you're already complete and accepted in Jesus Christ. So, for you, maybe this year's resolution can be a revolution as you no longer try to be a better person. Instead, you can be determined to know your death with Christ, your burial with Him, and your resurrection to new life in Him. This is something that's already happened to you. God did it. Now you can wake up every day and simply count on it. Count yourself dead to sin and alive to God. Then, when it comes to your thinking and your actions, you'll see real transformation that lasts a lifetime. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Heartbeat of Faith podcast. Follow the podcast so you can learn the Bible in this entertaining and inspiring way. Download the Pray.com app, and for more encouragement in God's grace, visit andrewfarley.org. That's andrewfarley.org.